الحمد لله رب العالمين.
The meaning of alhamd is that praise that we give to someone who is intelligent and wise because of a certain perfection he has, or a beautiful action that emanates from him. But the key thing is that it emanates from him out of his choice. Because he is an intelligent being, he chooses to manifest a certain perfection, or he chooses to carry out a certain good act. And when that is done, we use hamd to praise that person. The second thing about hamd is that it doesn't have to be that we are the recipients of that good action, for example, in order to do hamd. It may be that we see that the good action is being performed to somebody else. It may not even comprise of an action. It may just be a beauty that we see, some manifestation of a perfection that we see, and as a result of that, we praise Allah by doing hamd for Allah. So then what is madh? Madh is also a praise, but it is more general. With hamd, we said he has to be an intelligent being and the action has to be out of his choice. Madh, on the other hand, can be attributed to non-intelligent beings and to those actions that are not done out of choice. So for example, if we see a beautiful flower or a gemstone, we wouldn't do hamd to that gemstone because it's not an intelligent being. It's not manifesting that beauty out of its own choice. That beauty has been given to it by Allah and is being created in a certain way. And so we would do madh to that flower or of that flower or that gemstone, but not hamd. Another example would be praising somebody because of their beautiful features. They have good physical features. We wouldn't do hamd of that person for that because somebody is beautiful, because those characteristics have not come about because of their choice. This is something that has been created by Allah. Even though they may be an intelligent being, but the manifestation is not out of their choice. However, if you see somebody performing a good deed, such as out of his own choice, he goes and gives charity, then this would be something, an action that deserves hamd. But we can also use madh for it. It doesn't mean madh is not used for intelligent beings or it's not used for actions of choice. It's a more general praise that we give. So in summary, all hamd is also madh, but not all madh is hamd. What is the difference between hamd and shukr then? For hamd, we said that we don't necessarily have to be the recipient of that action. But with shukr, you see that you are the recipient. When do you thank somebody? You thank somebody when you are the recipient. You're receiving some blessing from that provider. And so the domain of shukr is limited to when there is some sort of giving involved. And it's only applicable to that receiver. So we can see that hamd was not only about giving. And if it was giving, it wasn't only giving to me. It could be giving to somebody else. But shukr is far more specific. It involves an action of giving and an action of giving to me. And that is why I do shukr. If it's not to me, then it's something associated with me that results in me thanking Allah.